This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour now. Time for our weekly visit into the charts of history. Talkers Magazine every week puts out a list of top stories in the News Talk Radio biz and the people about whom we speak if we're doing News Talk coverage. And that's the name of the game most of the time on this program. It's not sacred to go down that street. In fact, I'd rather go down other streets. But from time to time, we have to be grown-ups and talk about some of the real issues. And this is our opportunity, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and I, to go down that street, discuss some of the things that pop out in terms of our own opinions about some of these things. And because Rich is not with us this week, I've invited a gentleman who I have great regard for as a radio entertainer. He is one of the best people on the air. He and I were in the same building, although we didn't work at the same radio station. He was on one side, I was on the other many years ago. But we don't really know each other that well, except every time I talk about you or with you, I tell everybody how great you are, and you're not even paying me to do that, which is cool.
No, you don't, Doug, and good morning to you. I want to
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Crummy is here with us on the countdown. All right, Joe. Yes.
You know, Doug, I want to hear about some of these other streets you want to go down. What are you talking about?
Well, I want to go down Nixon Road and Edmonds Road.
He goes down the back roads. Trust me, Joe.
Go down the back streets.
Some of these back roads. It's Friday morning. Come on.
Yeah, I know. It's a back. I live on a farm in Massachusetts, and they're all back roads. I don't go on any of the main roads. I go out the back door. So,
okay.
Speaking of that, I did not realize that your father had crummy clothes. And
yes.
I just wanted to tell you, this is kind of a cute little thing. My father was in the clothing business, too, and I never realized that you and I had that in common as well. My father was in the clothing business. Your father was, and both of our fathers wanted us to go into the business, right?
Absolutely. My dad was horrified I was interested in broadcast, and he was horrified. My dad... we had a family business in Albany right across from the state capitol. Every time you see a picture of the New York State Capitol with a huge staircase, you know, everybody standing out there, whatever, if you were to just turn, if you were standing on that staircase, you'd be looking across the street at where my dad's business was for years.
Yeah. I like you have such a great background. We all love it. Those of us in the business, I don't want to spend too much time on this because we have to get to the issues, but you've worked at some great radio stations, WNBC, WABC, KFI, KABC, KMPC. It's just kind of neat that people like you can still kind of, and I say people like you because I'm there too. It's not just handling it down the straight and narrow of the main street, as we say. You are so clever in how you approach the issues. Have you got, by the way, your guitar with you?
You know what? Hang on for a second. It's always close, though.
Yeah, get the guitar. Joe tells stories using his guitar. And so I think that's an important...
I have to tell you, Dougie, a little personal story. The first time I ever came across Joe Crummy, as a radio brat, you know, I was brought up with my dad. I mean, gosh, we listened to a ton of radio. But I had a friend in ninth grade who was in love with Joe Crummy and listened to him every single night. And that is when I first found you, Joe. And I'm telling you, she was mad about you. She was crazy about you.
So does your father, Mike Horn, know Joe Crummy? Have the two of them ever been together? You know Joe?
I've met your dad. Oh,
yeah.
Sure. I met your dad years ago. Oh, yeah. At least once I met your dad. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody meets him at least once. The return trip, we're not so sure about.
Yeah. All right, so now we've introduced everybody to Joe Crummy, who's going to spend some time with us this hour talking about some of the issues. I'm going to go through the list of the top stories as have been evaluated, if you will, researched by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you can check out at talkers.com. At number 10, the Super Bowl. Now, you're an East Coast guy who became a West Coast guy, so who... are you supporting here in the Super Bowl? Are you supporting?
I'm totally going to be New England Patriots. Look, I'm not. I don't even have a football team, but I'll tell you this: I definitely want to see the Patriots win just to watch Tom Brady get the trophy from Roger Goodell. I mean, everybody
that familiar, Dougie?
Yeah, yeah. We got that around going here.
Yeah,
Jennifer was that.
That's
so, Victoria.
The only thing I want to.
I haven't heard you tell us. I don't remember you telling us whether you wanted the Patriots or the Atlanta Falcons to win.
No, I said the Patriots. The same reason that, you know, I like Tom Brady and I think he got kind of a raw deal. So, yeah, I mean, we all kind of want him to stand there so Roger Goodell has egg on his face because no one really likes Roger Goodell.
See, the thing is, I don't even agree and I still want to see it. I don't pretend to know everything about the Deflategate, which is what last year's story and apparently still is. I think Roger Goodell maybe did everybody a favor in the NFL. Maybe I'm staying way out of my pay grade here, but maybe they were onto something, playing around with the footballs, and they wanted to shut that down because that's the last thing the NFL needs. Am I completely crazy?
That was a story. Yeah. That story was all out of hot air. There's nothing to it.
I talked to Fred Dreyer, who played for the Rams and the Giants, and he said a lot of quarterbacks will adjust, whether that's using a bomb on their hands or it's how they hold. They'll always adjust so that it's more comfortable for them to throw. I just don't understand why the umpires, look at me and my baseball knowledge, but why those umpires don't hold the balls? Why isn't it the ref's job to hold the balls? Why do the teams bring their own balls so that they can
Well, they change that, I think, because of Deflategate.
Yeah, that was so ridiculous.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if that's changed. But you know what? I mean, that's the question. Does it make that much difference? Maybe it does. I mean, you're looking for that little extra. Maybe.
Think about it this way. If you're driving down the road and your tires are supposed to have 40 pounds of pressure in them and they only have 20, is the car handle as well? I don't think so.
No.
If you're on a beach, it handles better.
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't that the point? Right. Yeah. I mean, isn't that the point, though?
Yeah, it is kind of the point. All right. We have nonconformist broadcaster and gentleman, Mr. Joe Crummy, here with us. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen looking at the items that are a part of our conversation for this week of January 30th to the 3rd of February with the Talkers Countdown. It's 13 past the hour.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. No Barriers Warriors and Wells Fargo are seeking veterans with disabilities for the 2017 Warriors to Summits Expedition. This epic journey is designed to provide rigorous mental and physical challenges that help veterans reflect on their past, recognize their present, and develop a vision for their future. 4 years ago, Wells Fargo expanded its commitment to helping military service members, veterans, and military families by sponsoring the initial Warriors to Summits expedition to Mount Whitney, the highest summit in the United States. In the years since the expedition, Warriors to Summits has continued to change lives of veterans with disabilities. John Toth, No Barriers Warriors Program Director.
It's truly an exciting opportunity for us to introduce a new group of veterans to the No Barriers life and lead them on a transformative journey through Colorado, Wyoming, Alaska, and beyond.
To apply or nominate a veteran for the expedition, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications and nominations will be accepted through March 5th, 2017.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
All right, 16 after the hour. This talk radio review with parts of my gang from the Good Day program, from the DJV experience, and we have with us Joe Crummy this week, who is a very, I find him to be an exciting broadcaster, let's put it that way. He's always
I
got
love
an angle.
That.
Well, I think it's also your voice. It's kind of the whole way you put it all together.
no, I mean, it's
entertaining. God help us if we have entertaining people on the radio.
We don't
have too much
that.
Of that. All right, number nine on the countdown, the attack on the mosque in Quebec City. I don't know, what can you say about that? What is there to say?
You know, I remember the day it happened. That there were two suspects. As a matter of fact, it has kind of slipped from the radar. When it happened, it was a big deal, and I remember the day it happened. One of the suspects was Mohammed, was named Mohammed, and it got everybody crazy for a few hours.
Right.
And then we find out that wasn't the guy, and now we find out it's some right-wing guy. Am I right on this? If I'm wrong, let me know. But I thought it was a
guy with the last name of Bissonnette, and it was originally reported, you're right, that it was like a Moroccan national or something who had gone in and screamed Allahu Akbar, but it turns out it was this guy who's a fan of Trump and Katy Perry, if you look at his online profile. So now you have people saying, well, this is our future because he liked Donald Trump. It means death to all Muslims, and
well,
people are
going
to go into mosques and start shooting.
Regardless of the facts or lack of facts, what this does is point out not necessarily just the nuance of the story, but what happens in this 24-hour news cycle where all these clowns think they have to be first, and so they'll throw anything on the air and make it seem like like a fact. Breaking news! And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're wrong. And they have
well, you know what I also I think, Doug, is we're also getting very close to that whole topic about media spin and media bias.
Yeah.
And we're real close. That's one of the biggest issues. I don't want to get off the top 10 here, but I mean, I think that's one of the biggest issues in the United States, whether other people agree with me or not, you know, whatever. But I mean, I think that's a big deal. And so when you get a story like that and one of the names pops up as Mohammed, it's interesting to see how the coverage kind of ebbs and flows around that. That's great.
Yeah. Well, it's changing landscape in America for sure, and that name becoming more common, but yet there still is that prejudice against Muslims. It's like the idea of having a Muslim registry. I was for two of the three things that Trump came up with. Unless you're going to have a Christian registry and a Jewish registry and a Buddhist
registry.
And a what?
Right.
An atheist
registry, right. Yeah, I mean, come on.
You know.
Yeah,
it's getting Match.com for my dating industry. That's where they all hang out.
What'd you say, Joe?
He's dropped that, right?
Yes.
I mean, during
the
campaign trail, a lot of stuff gets said, and certainly nobody's better at saying a lot of stuff than Trump. I mean, this guy says everything. And he's not doing it now. But a lot of stuff gets said, and I don't think we're in any danger of having some kind of a Muslim registry in the United States.
Any more than we're in danger of having Roe v. Wade overturned. What I found most interesting this week about Trump is knowing why his hair is the way it is and that his prostate is healthy. Did you find that fascinating?
There's a big story yesterday that he uses Propecia, and they had a big long story about that yesterday, which doesn't interest me. But
well, probably those people who are detractors, any of that stuff seems to interest them one way or another. All right, we continue overviewing the top stories. You got to move a little faster here because we're only on number 8. Joe Crummy is with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
And change after the hour now. This is our way of overviewing from the talk radio perspective of talk radio hosts what's going on with the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. Victoria Keelan here. Kara Schillen, you can throw in your two cents with. I don't have to give you permission. Just jump in if we say something and you've got a thought on it. Kara's in charge of operations at our originating studio in Washington at Radio America. And I'm very pleased to have with us today Joe Crummy, who is an extraordinarily good, funny, thoughtful, provocative host who's got a blog called Evil Thoughts with Joe Crummy.
That's my blog.
There you go. All right, speaking of evil, number 8 is a focus on Ms. DeVos and her nomination. Of all the people that Trump has put forth, she's the one that I find most objectionable. I haven't been thrilled with some of them. I've liked some of them. I think the Supreme Court nominee is quite good, actually. But I find DeVos to be a horror show. What do you think?
What is your objection? Is it the voucher thing with her?
She doesn't come across for me as strong and credible and committed. That's how I don't feel like she's there. She's in her game 100%. Victoria, what do you think? You've been watching this.
I tend to agree with the two female Republican senators, one from Alaska, one from Maine. I forget their names at the moment, but I agree with them. Looking at her background, she has no experience with public schools, and public schools in our country need a lot of help.
Argue credibly, Victoria, that that's one of the problems. There are too many insiders, and we need somebody who's an outsider to sort of shake things up a little bit. Having said that, I'm not sure she's the one to do it.
I don't know.
All right, may I say that? May I say it then, Doug? I'd like to pick up that football and run with that one. I mean, my son, this is anecdotal, which just means some guy's opinion based on one guy's experience, but my son went through LAUSD all the way through up until eighth grade, and I actually audited his classes, and I actually went and watched what happens in public schools. And as, you know, this talk show host guy that I am, normally we just hate everything about public schools and we, you know, want to fix it, or the teachers are bad and all this stuff. And I noticed that a lot of the teachers are really good, and yeah. I really liked it, but they could not control the class at once because they can't control the kids because they're not allowed to do it because you've got all this bureaucracy. They are scared of being sued. They are scared of whatever's going to happen, and they've lost control of the classes. And what happens when that happens is your kid doesn't get educated. And I went and I watched it happen to my kid, and I'll even admit this. We went and had a couple of kids actually thrown out of class, and it's a political football. It is really, really a complicated situation when you've got a kid in the classroom to actually get them out. You can't do that. Public schools have to educate everybody, and it's anybody that comes down the pike has a right to be educated in this country. Unfortunately, you can't get them out of class sometimes, and they don't want to be educated.
And sometimes you have people that you can't get out of the classroom because the unions protect them. We're talking about the teachers. And sure, you'll remember last year, this guy who I think was a junior high school teacher that put his sperm into brownies that he fed to his kids.
Oh, that's just so creepy. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. Well, but look at how long it took him to get rid of. The guy should have been fired on the spot and put in jail. Instead, the union protected him, and he kept getting paid for a year until they actually got him out.
So long, I mean, God. So I'm making the case for an outsider. You know, fine. Somebody that's, you know, that is going to bring some fresh blood. You know more about her than I do, but just in a general sense, I have a lot of sympathy for public schools, and I've seen a lot of good teachers. I don't broad brush those guys, but I did see that my son did not get the English education that he deserved in his English class because he had a great teacher, but he was not particularly strong, could not control the class, and there was nothing he could do about it.
Yeah, that's the problem. That is a real problem. All right. Yep. And Victoria's in New York. She's got the same problem in New York, I think, Victoria, generally speaking. Don't you? I mean, any of the schools, it's the same story. All right,
yeah.
So there.
Yeah. I would agree with that, sure.
Yep. All right, we can continue with our story overview here from the countdown, 28 past the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. 1 out of 6 American children are obese, which can lead to lifelong health problems, including heart disease and diabetes. But how do you know if your child is obese?
Kind of the quick and dirty way of looking at a child's health is body mass index. What that is a ratio of weight to height. And for children, we take into consideration the child's body mass index percentile relative to other kids, their age and gender.
Mayo Clinic psychologist Dr. Bridget Biggs says addressing the problem is a family affair.
Really, we focus on health behavior. How are you treating your body? What kind of nutrients are you bringing into your body? And how can the family as a whole develop these healthy eating patterns, such as regular meal times, turning the electronics off during meal and snack times, eating at a table as a family?
And that extends away from the dinner table, too. Dr. Biggs says exercise or physical activity should have a family component, too. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off?
That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy. Huh? What kind of a name is that? Very talented guy. Listen to him play the guitar. I want you to serenade us with your guitar for a minute, will you?
I'm just playing a few harmonics for you this morning. All right, back to business. I know we've got to get the top 10 stories. It's already time for music. Come on.
We're having a good time. Victoria's getting to know you, and the audience is getting to know you. Who knows? You might become a fixture if everything works out. You never can tell about these things, Joe. It's just you throw it against the wall like those evil thoughts in your blog, and some of it stinks.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Well, you know, it's a pleasure. Pleasure. Let's go. Yep.
We're on the stories. Number seven. The talks, the conversations the president has had on the phone with various world leaders. And I think he said, when you hear about the tough phone calls I'm having, don't worry about it.
Yeah. He's just so unusually weird. I love him. I know that not everybody feels the same way I do. I just think it's really cool. Mm-hmm. He's just, you know, and again, it's really interesting. You were talking about Trump talking to the president of Mexico. I think his name is Peña Nieto.
Yeah.
And he said, and there's been all this talk in the last 48 hours about what he said, and he threatened to send the U.S. military in to take care of the drug cartels. The Mexican military wasn't going to do it. And it's so interesting to see how that gets spun. I mean, there's two ways to look at it. You can say Trump said, I'm sending my military in, and we're going to kick some butt. You guys better get it together because I'm going to invade you. I don't know whether he said it like that or whether he was kind of kidding, going, hey, you guys got to get it together. If you can't, I'll send my guys in. You know, I mean, I don't know how to interpret this stuff anymore. I don't know.
That's true. You don't know the tone. I mean, right. Our military is very busy. I mean, they've got a lot coming up. They have to invade Chicago first. And then they have to invade Mexico. I mean, they're just, you know.
Well, if we get them the hell out of Afghanistan and Iraq, we'll be okay. We'll have enough people to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, Mexico's close. What can I say?
Mm. Yeah, it'd be cheap to have a war with them. We can get back
for what they did to the Alamo. I think I've always wanted to do that anyway. I really,
what?
Every time I see what those damn Mexicans did Santa Ana at the Alamo, I've always wanted to get back at them. This is our chance. Let's go get them.
Here we go. Yeah. That's right. And then you have the thing with the
Number six. Said the big voiced announcer. I haven't been criticized yet for not using the big voiced announcer here in this hour.
Mm-hmm.
The discussion of the sanctuary cities. And, okay, so you live in California. I live in California part of the time. I'm trying to figure out if these clowns actually do somehow prevail and make the whole state a sanctuary state. I'm going to try to figure out how I can not pay some of my taxes, because I'll be damned if I want my taxes to go to support people who are here illegally. It's pretty easy to go down the road of getting yourself into citizenship, or at least a green card. So the people, as far as I'm concerned, people that don't do that are just lazy. They don't care. They don't really want to contribute. They want to take. So that's my view on it.
Well, yeah. And you're right about the state of California. I think they want to come up with funds to hire attorneys for people.
Yeah, yeah, right. This is protecting people that are here illegally. Great.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, no, I want you to fix the potholes, you know, seriously. And that's the kind of thing. There is, you know, I live in L.A. Crime is an issue. There's no question about it. I want to see more, you know, I want to make, you know, California great again. Okay.
You know what I'd like to do? This is driving Curry nuts. I'm going to say sort of tongue-in-cheekishly, but if we could get rid of all of the illegals, we wouldn't have so much traffic on the 405, and we might actually be able to get somewhere on time. Right.
You know, if you live in L.A., and New York is a little bit different. Thank God when I worked in New York, I lived in the city, so I didn't have to do the commute. It's enough to kill you, man. I mean, and the same thing in L.A. You know, you take a look at the traffic on the freeways, and I do the best I can to avoid them at all costs, and certainly during drive time. I wouldn't be caught dead on the freeway. You're stuck, and I'm thinking, why are we spending money on that, you know, something else, when the infrastructure totally needs work in L.A.? This is not 1965 anymore.
The roads look like
when all the freeways were new and glistening and they looked great and all that. That ain't the case. That's the Hollywood freeways, 50, 65 years old now. It's not the same.
Yep. You're right about that. All right. Let's keep moving. You're number five on the list of the top 10 stories from the research at Talkers Magazine is a focus on the National Prayer Breakfast, at which Mr. Trump said something that doesn't set particularly well. I don't know how it sets me. I don't think I like it, but I'm not sure that we understand exactly what he said, because he said it sort of in an off-the-cuff manner, and of course everybody takes it literally. Do we give the churches the opportunity to change the law, which probably he can't get done anyway, unless he can do it by edict, the Johnson rule or Johnson law, or something like that.
Well,
something has to do with your Johnson.
I think the House has already drawn up a bill to change it. Paul Ryan wants to change it too. I mean,
there's tax-exempt thing? Are you guys talking about tax-exempt?
Yeah, tax-exemption. We're not supposed to, if you're tax-exempt, you're not supposed to, if you have tax-exempt status, you're not supposed to talk about or be involved in politics.
Right.
And
which is so, a good thing, because, you know, we're supposed to be about separation of church and state, so that, right. like, should be a good thing, but apparently he wants to overturn that.
You know, Victor, I think I kind of agree with you on that. You know how far back this goes? This notion of churches not paying taxes goes back to the Emperor Constantine. It goes back to 312 A.D. I mean, it goes way, way back, the idea that churches need to be promoted and all that kind of stuff, and so we're not going to tax them. They can hold property and all of that.
Right.
I don't know how – I agree with Doug. I don't know how far they're going to get on that.
No.
Well, I think Doug buried the lead here. Joe and I were just talking about this during the break. The highlight of the prayer breakfast was the Arnold Schwarzenegger versus Trump in the ratings banter.
I think that's funny.
Right, I mean,
it's psychotic, but it is funny.
No, it's funny. What he said to Arnold says in his retweet, okay, you take my job, I'll take yours.
Right, but that's after Trump took shots at Arnold during a prayer breakfast. King Abdullah is sitting there, and Trump's talking about ratings on The Apprentice.
I just think that's cool. You know, the problem with Arnold is that he peaked when he was governor of California. He was hot. He was on his way. I remember thinking, oh, my God, we better change the Constitution because this guy's going to run for president.
Well, yeah, they already is changed, though. You can't run. But he would have been I'd be an interesting president, actually.
Was it changed? I thought he's not a citizen of the United States. You can't be president.
Yeah, right. If you're not a born citizen, didn't affect Ted Cruz any. He still wanted to be president. And then,
you know what? You may have me on that. But, I mean, the thing about Schwarzenegger, I just think he's in a weaker position now. I mean, he got to governor. He had a hell of a mojo. And I don't think he had a very successful 8 years bumping up against the California legislature. I mean, I don't want to drag this back into politics again. But I thought Trump was outrageous when he said it. But he's an outrageous guy. And I think it's funny and it's different. I know Victoria is horrified. But
I think it's funny and it's different. I agree with all that. But, like, if he wasn't the guy at the desk at the Oval Office, I would think that it was hysterical, and I would be on his side. I mean, but it's you know, the confluence of Trump, the pop culture celebrity, and Trump, the president of the free world, is very difficult for me to reconcile. And I think that's a lot of us liberals, we kind of have that issue with him. So it's tough.
I mean, I kind of get that. I think you're going to have plenty of time to try to get used to it, but I think you're right. I don't disagree. It's just weird. It's so different. I mean, Trump is outside the boundaries of a traditional politician.
He's off the reservation, Joe.
All right, we got to move on. All right, let's go.
We have to pause for a moment for one of those exciting commercial breaks, after which we will try to top out the top three here as we have time. So Joe Crummy and Victoria Keelan entertaining you with their thoughts on our review we have every week at this time of the charts from Talkers Magazine, 43 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guy, this year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Louisianans are still suffering with one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. Now there are new opportunities to create jobs as companies are looking to invest in our state's infrastructure. The Bayou Bridge Pipeline, a 150-mile pipeline transporting petroleum products, will create 2,500 construction jobs for Louisianans. Brigham McCown, former administrator of the U.S. Department of Transportation's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration.
It is a well-known fact that pipelines are the safest way to transport our nation's energy resources. In addition to creating thousands of new jobs, Bayou Bridge will be one of the nation's most technologically advanced and ecologically sensitive pipelines. The project will meet or exceed all federal, state, and local requirements and will ensure that communities and the environment are protected. Energy infrastructure projects like Bayou Bridge will strengthen American energy security, stimulate the economy, and provide quality employment opportunities.
Together, we can put Louisianans back to work while investing in the infrastructure needed to improve our state's economy.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
I resisted the temptation to make reference to President Obama and what Trump said. I thought I was really a good boy by not doing that, as we look at these stories, because of the, you know, the whole business that was created and it sort of went away. But then the listeners take a shot back at me. What about President Obama? He changed the
you know, so what about him?
Still people don't think he was a citizen. He was born in Borneo.
Oh, my God. If anybody's still hanging on to that, get, like, a hobby or meet some new people.
You know what's weird? No, I think you know what's weird, though?
Say what, Joe?
You know what's weird about President Obama? I don't want to get into a, you know, a wacko thing here, but, I mean, he went to Columbia, which I think, is it Columbia or was it NYU? I think it was Columbia. Which is pretty, it was pretty impressive, but apparently nobody knows, remembers him. Is that, I mean, I've read it, and I can't believe that could be possible.
A lot of people, and you know what, and people say, oh, people went to Princeton with Michelle Obama, said, oh, well, I don't remember her there. I mean, it's, come on, you know, real, how many people did you really know when you were in college?
All right, let's,
you know,
keep moving.
Didn't know him.
Got a couple of more. Good. We only got a couple of minutes. The number three item is the Berkeley, how do we pronounce this guy's name, Yiannopoulos?
Yiannopoulos.
What a waste of time he is. And I mean that in every sense. All he's looking for. Remember when Ann Coulter used to do all that outrageous stuff, and now she's become mainstream just so somebody would pay attention to her? That's what this guy is. You know, he's a,
pretty much. I mean, I've looked at him. I read some of his stuff last night and listened to him speak. First of all, he's an English guy. What do we care what he thinks anyway? But he's... you know, he's your typical sort of screamer conservative guy who goes on college campuses because he knows he's going to make everybody crazy. And I don't even know how or why he got booked into Berkeley. I mean, that's just...
Somebody was absent that day who didn't look at his resume too carefully. All right. Well, the top two stories are all about Trump's nominations, but more specifically Gorsuch. And my quick overview or read on him is that he's qualified. He'd make a good judge, maybe a little right of center for some people's taste, but I think he's smart, provocative, thoughtful. All right, that's it. What about you, Victoria?
Well, I mean, you know, based on his track record, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, Doug, where I stand on women's issues. And then, you know, so Trump said he was going to find a SCOTUS nominee who would seek to overturn Roe v. Wade. I mean,
that's what he said, but he knows that's not possible and it's not going to happen.
Well, I hope you're right, but that's something that women are still, you know,
that causes. If there's anything that will cause a real revolution in this country,
I agree
with
it. Yeah.
All right. So what about you, Joe? What do you think? 30 seconds.
I don't think it would be so bad if the United States took a second look at abortion after 40 or 50 years of it. I'm not against that, but I don't think it's going to happen. I agree with you. I don't think they're going to go there. So I'm okay with the guy. I think he's a little – I don't agree with him with regard to euthanasia.
Off the mainstream map. But, I mean, in general, he can kind of figure things out, and I think that's kind of what we need there. Maybe somebody a little more moderate, but I think he'd be okay. All right, what I think is okay is having you here. You're invited back anytime. Joe Crummy, ladies and gentlemen, on the air with Victoria and Doug at 10 minutes before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
I thought we were done with it.
Can you believe it? There's going to be another one of these things? Good God.
Have you ever seen Sharknado, Doug?
I've only seen the outtakes
from
Sharknado. And when I see sharks coming out of the sky eating people, it doesn't do anything to turn me on. I mean, I know it's all ridiculous.
It's all, like, super fake.
Of course it is. It's some silly stuff. But that doesn't stop you. It gets so much attention.
I've watched all of them.
Have you? Really?
Of course. They're all terrible, but it's, like, good terrible.
My feelings about you have gone down a couple of times after hearing that.
Which one is your favorite, Victoria, out of the four? Mine's part two. I think it's a very, very well done, bad, but a lot of fun.
I think the second one was better than the first. The first one was just really lame, but they're so campy. You have to watch them and just laugh.
It's a perfect example of how sci-fi really does a good job with social media.
Yeah,
they act like, you know, 100 million people are watching this stuff when only about, you know, 3 or 4 million actually are. But they fifth installment, Doug and Sharknado, currently in production. Ian Ziering and Tara Reid back. Who needs Tom Cruise, Denzel Washington, or Jason Strahan when you got Ian Ziering?
I mean, come on.
he's actually a lot of fun. And he's good in those movies. I give him credit.
Yeah,
I'm sure why they've given his career a boost.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Listen, he's no Steve Guttenberg in Lavalantula, but he's pretty good.
Right. Doug wouldn't even know what that is.
Sharknado, I don't want to know what it is. All right, Sharknado in the focus here. Chucker has got a list of the movies coming out this weekend, plus some more movie news coming right up here.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 100 blooms of love plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only will also include free chocolates. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 8989. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 8989.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
All right, let's get to the movie situation. 56 past the hour. So this weekend we have, let's see, what was last week? It was the dog movie. That was the PETA people protested that for not solid reasons. I saw the movie. I saw what happened or what perceivably happened to that German Shepherd when it goes into the water and the dog saves that youngster's life. It's more than, I mean, I can see where there might have been a problem, but I think they overdid it, which is what they usually do. And the movie still was, what, number two last week? You expected to hold on this week, Chucker? What do you think?
I think it'll drop off probably 50% week to week. Opening this weekend is a horror film, Rings, which is a reboot of that horror franchise, The Ring. I think there was a Ring 2, and now they're doing Rings. Believe it or not, Johnny Gillespie of Big Bang Theory stars in this film. I guess he wanted to do a feature film, and they gave him the starring role in this installment. And as a Robert De Niro comedy, The Comedian, which has been a pet project of his for quite some time. He's tried to get this movie into production for the last 10 years. Reviews are more negative than positive. It's going to open on about 900 screens nationwide. I like Robert De Niro, but I got a feeling this movie's going to play a lot better on demand and cable down the road than it will in movie theaters. And there's another movie called The Space Between Us, which is sort of a teen romance sci-fi movie, which stars Britt Robertson, her of Tomorrowland fame. I like her. She co-starred in that Disney movie opposite George Clooney. Some other bit of news, though. Paramount Pictures is going to re-release Wayne's World in theaters this weekend for its 25th anniversary. I got to be honest, I was not a big fan of the original Wayne's World. I like the sequel a lot better. I never found the original that funny.
No.
It was like a 5-minute skit stretched into a 90-minute running time. Opinion?
I agree with you. I think Wayne's World 2 is wonderful, but Wayne's World 1 bored me to tears.
Yeah, I will agree with that.
No,
and my Super Bowl prediction,
yes.
New England Patriots 34, Atlanta Falcons 24. Go Pats. I'm a big fan.
Go Pats.
Yes.
Right. But most everybody wants to, whoever wants
you
to
know,
win.
I have a Steve Grogan, Russ Francis autograph in my office from 35 years ago.
Really? Good for you, Chucker. Most people want to see the Patriots win just so Roger Goodell had to eat a little crow when he gives the Super Bowl stuff to Brady. Hi, Chucker. Good job. 59.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.